I've probably used this close to 20 years now.
One of the things that I've used in class is recognizing verb tenses. They need to already be able to identify past, present, and future tense. I give them 5 steps, and those 5 steps will help them to determine what the verb tense is, including the progressive and the perfect and the emphatic.
So let's try the 5 steps that Carol gives us. We'll start with this sentence. In spite of his eagerness, Jacob did feel a shiver of fear as he entered the tunnel.
First step is to find the verb. And I tell them to find that verb, know what their verb phrase is.
So step one is, where is the verb? And the verb phrase is did feel.
And determine if the first word in that phrase is past, present, or future. Doesn't make any difference what the sense in the sentence is, because that actually messes them up a little bit. If they look at something that's a perfect tense, it makes it look like it's going to be a past tense. But if they have the word have or has, like has gone, when you look at the sentence, it sounds like it's going to be a past, something past. But have and has are always present tense. So if they look only at the first word, that determines the past, present, or future. And I get them to write that down, because that's the first thing you're going to have is that past, present, or future.
Step two is the first word of the verb phrase, past, present, or future. First word is did, which is a past tense. And so we write down past.
Step number 3, then, is to look for a form of have. Have, has, or had. Look for the form of had plus a past participle. And if they have that past participle and a form of have, then it's a perfect tense. And they can write that down.
Step 3, does the verb phrase contain a form of have plus the past participle? If yes, add perfect. But in this case, it does not.
Step number 4, if they have a form of be, am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been, and a present participle, which is the ing, if they have that, it's a progressive tense.
So we continue. Step 4, does the verb phrase contain a form of be plus a present participle? If yes, add progressive. But again, this is not the case.
And then the last one is, step number 5, is to look for a form of do and a main verb. So I did do my homework is a form of do, the did, past form of do. And do, in that case, the second do, is the main verb. And that makes it an emphatic.
Step 5, does the verb phrase contain a form of do plus the main verb? And in this case, it does. So we add emphatic.
And so with those 5 steps, if they can identify past, present, and future, they know what a past participle is, they know what a present participle is, they can identify any verb tense. It will always give them the right verb tense.
Let's try another sentence. He had been planning this trip for a long time. So step 1, the verb is had been planning. Step 2, the first word of the phrase is had. That's a past tense, so we write down past. Step 3, we see that the verb phrase does contain a form of have plus the past participle, so we write down perfect. Step 4, does the verb phrase contain a form of be plus the present participle? Yes, it does. So we add progressive. Step 5, does the verb phrase contain a form of do? No. So the tense in this sentence is past perfect progressive.
It's just a logical process. And I see students in tests writing down little reminders along in the margin of the test for the steps. The more logical student will like these steps. In doing the tenses, you start out with past, present, or future. If you have a perfect, that comes next. And if you have progressive, that's the third one. You may jump right from present to progressive, but you may have a present perfect progressive. And that's the order. So the steps are in the order that you would identify, that you would label the tense. Sometimes they'll say, oh, there's a form of have. It's a perfect tense. And they'll want to put that down first. Well, no, you have to decide on your past, present, or future first, and then go to the perfect. They always blame me for, you know, grammar doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. But you give them some clues like this, and it does give some logic.
For more free resources that support teaching and learning, visit the docforlearning.org.